Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Good morning! Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. It's Monday morning. Browns almost had him. It's September 15th. Jen Tuohy, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Tim Richards. You are jollier than expected this morning.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm impressed.
EMC's good morning. Yeah, that was not great.
You've had time to recover, or you're just over it? I mean, what?
I don't know. Yeah, that was not. You knew going into it, Baltimore is the superior team. But I didn't know they were that superior. Yeah.
They were superior.
They were very superior. And now you come back home, which I'm glad. That's great. And then you play Green Bay, that is also a very good team. So, I don't know. We'll see what happens. I don't know.
We sure will.
I don't know.
It was a beautiful weekend of weather. How about that?
It was a beautiful weekend of weather.
It was a beautiful weekend of weather. Other than the Browns, it was a beautiful weekend of weather.
Yes. And we have Stevie on the socials on the way.
Exciting.
Before that, something stinks.
What?
I need a ruling. Something.
In here?
Something stinks.
What are you talking about?
Something stinks. Well, let's kick off the show. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead.
Just a dead guy in an envelope.
Who is he?
No one knows.
He's dead.
Just a dead guy in an envelope.
Emmys, that was positive.
Yeah, that was positive.
Emmys were positive.
Right.
Hanson tickets this week.
Ooh, Hanson tickets this week. And maybe today's the day we get a winner for dead guy in an envelope. Wouldn't that be the trifecta?
He's dead. He's a guy. His name is in the envelope in the Star 102 studios, which is also in a box. We need your guests to kick off the week. Who might it be? Star 102, good morning.
Good morning. Where have you been?
Go Browns!
Go Browns. I don't back-to-back losses, buddy. You know, 224, we were back-to-back-to-back-to-back-to-back losses.
Yeah, is that how many? Is that like 9 losses in a row for us or something? How many did we lose to end last season? And then we lost 2 in a row. It's not good.
Not good. 6 in a row, baby.
6 in a row. Not good at all.
How you been, all right?
Yeah, how about you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Yep.
All right. Well, we love your guest for Dead Guy in an Envelope.
Yeah, I'm going to go with George Washington because I'm out of names.
Throwback, not George Washington. Something stinks.
What does that mean?
Oh, I noticed it. We have to get to that next on Star 102. Something stinks. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
Are you talking about our studio?
No.
Oh, thank God, because that was making me self-conscious.
On the drive-in, I need a ruling on this. Because either my car is ready to blow up, Or it stinks driving in. You remember when you talked about that on your drive-in before from the west side? I'm driving in from Menor to downtown. So I'm heading, you know, it's obviously 90 west from Menor to downtown, 20-minute drive. So I'm heading 90 west before Eddie. And there is a smell that overcame me. And I don't know what it was, but I thought... Do I roll the windows down?
Oh, yeah.
Do I, you know, because am I letting it in? Is the air, is it breezing past me and that's actually helping out? But I thought to myself, you know, we're live at local station. This is the dumbest thing to bring up. And maybe it's nothing at all. There was this pungent scent. I guess you could be heading east too, whatever.
Listen.
Just in that area of 90 from, I don't know if it's Eddy to MLK or what that is. If you're in that area and you smell something, I would love a call or a DM just to say that I'm not crazy. 216-343-1021.
This is strange because we come in completely different routes. Mm-hmm. You come in 90 west from the east side. I come in 90 east from the west side. I also smelled something terrible this morning. I'm
no.
not even kidding you. And in my head, do you know what I thought it smelled like? Burnt cucky cabbage. That's what I thought in my head. I'm like, what is the burnt cucky cabbage smell?
What is cucky cabbage?
Cucky. Like yucky.
Yucky cabbage.
Yucky cucky.
Gotcha.
Like burnt, yucky cabbage. And I thought it smelled rotten and foul and thick. And it was, for me, just past 117th, like when you're getting into like the 44th area, like what is that? Just, and why would we both smell something? Was yours like a burnt
it
cabbage?
It was worse than a skunk. I don't know. I just...
Oh, mine was not skunk-esque.
It wasn't. I just mean the scent to me was so potent, pungent,
yeah,
whatever.
A very foul fume.
I'm kind of glad that you smelled that too because I thought I was losing it.
It strikes me as odd that we both smelled it in very completely different areas.
Even if it's a quick DM, Jen and Tim show on the socials, you can just call up and say... It stinks and hang up. Just so we have some verification. EMCs, we know you would do this. Something stinks. It's Star 102. Good morning. I actually have no idea if this is a stinky call. Oh, it's gone. Okay. They hung up. Star 102, Cleveland's still good favorites. I know. I was going to go just grab it. My man Joe DeLuca just DM'd me and said, it's the river, Tim. I was talking about on the way in something stunk.
The river?
90 west before I hit Eddie coming from the east side. You mentioned you smelled something.
Yes,
too.
Coming in 90 east from the west side, just past 117th, getting into like the west 44th, 41st exit area.
I think so. We have a list of banned words, and one of these might have to go on there. So, Joe, thank you for the DM. It's the river, Tim. Eddie Road is a sewage tunnel in Brattonell. Near west side is river burping.
Ew. No.
I think burping's going on the list. We have moist on the list. Loaf is on the list. Drip is on the list. Hoagie is on the list.
Oh, someone really hated hoagie. That's right.
I think burping might go on the list.
Hearing it like that, the river burped.
Here we go. Wait, I'm going to go on rogue on this. Star 102, good morning. You're on the air. How are you?
Good morning.
Do you smell anything out there?
As you were saying it, I literally was passing under the Eddie sign.
Does it smell?
It stinks.
It stinks! I knew it! Thank you so much! I thought I was going crazy! EMCs are the best! It stinks!
It's river water?
I don't know. Is it river water?
I roll down my windows completely and then roll them back up.
Thank you. Thank you for sniffing this early in the morning. I appreciate that.
And that's interesting. She rolled her windows down and back up because you don't know. Do you roll them down? Do you recirculate the air within the car?
I thought it was
me. Do you
let
in new air?
I was like, did I deodorize? I had no idea where that was coming from.
I am glad it wasn't.
And I did. So there you go. Thank you for the call.
It's 55 degrees in Bedford this morning, our Star City. Here are the three things you need to know today. Guardians swept the White Sox after a 3-2 win yesterday. They've won 9 of the last 10 games and are now just 2.5 games out of a wild card spot. While many retailers are closing, Burlington actually expanding, opening 60 new stores nationwide this fall, including a new location in Warrensville Heights that will open October 3rd. And The Hunting Wives has been renewed for a second season. Brittany Snow and Malin Ackerman will return, but the storyline now moves beyond the book that it's based on.
Uh-oh.
I knew you wouldn't like that.
That's usually when it takes a downward turn. Now I can also, the only thing I can think of is your parents in bed watching that show.
Stop it. By the way, my mother.
No, don't yell at me. Nate's the one that recommended
Nate
it to your parents.
It to my parents. My mother-in-law is in town right now, and she's like, she heard us talk about that because she listens on the Odyssey app. She said, why is it so bad Nate recommended that to your parents? I was like.
Is she watching it?
She watched watched it in like a day or two.
Yeah.
She loved it.
Once you're in, you're in.
I said, that's racy. And she was kind of thought that was funny that I thought my parents couldn't see that. I don't like that it's my family recommending it to them. Just to be clear. No release date on season 2 of The Hunting Wives.
Coming up next, we have Stevie on the socials.
TikTok influences a lot in our lives, and now they're saying it includes baby names. So there's a new study that reveals parents are turning to TikTok and Instagram for baby name inspo, but not just like looking up what are popular names, but they're using the people they follow's names as inspo to name their kids.
Like they're naming them after the TikTok people.
After the influencers. We've seen this with like celebrities and stuff.
Yeah.
But now there's a spike in names and they've been linking them to influencers.
Look at baby Mr. Beast. Look at baby 6'7".
There's no baby.
Please name your child 6'7". That would be amazing.
There's no.
Oh my gosh. Look at that little baby 6.
Someone probably did.
Probably. You know that's going to be a story somewhere. All right. Stevie on the socials next.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
TikTok and social media in general influence a lot in our life with the choices we make. We use it a lot to look up if we're, you know, instead of like going to YouTube now, if you need to fix something, people go to TikTok. And now they're going there for baby name inspiration and not just asking like, what are popular names or what are you naming your kids? Some people do that. But there's been a survey that showed a spike in names that are popular with social media influencers themselves. So instead of people naming after like their favorite singer or favorite actor, they're naming them after their favorite influencer. So some of the names that have spiked are Nova, Kai, Rowan, Addison, Zara, Charlie, and Charlie is spelled just like Charlie D'Amelio and Charlie XCX, so it doesn't have the E at the end. And then Sage is a popular choice among wellness influencers.
I love all those.
Sage? I love all those.
But now I'm listening to them all thinking, do I know who all these people are? I know the Charlie. I know the Addison.
You might not. And that's the thing with social media is someone could have 250,000 followers. You've never heard of them. But to somebody else, that's like their favorite celebrity.
It's like a big
celebrity deal.
Yeah.
So like Nova, there's probably a lot of Novas with like a good amount of followers.
Who's Nova?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't know Nova either.
No,
I thought you were
going to
say... Nara and Lucky, like the Nara Smiths of the world.
I mean, Addison would be Addison Rae.
Right.
So some of them are. I mean, Kai, there's a lot of Kais. There's Kai Sinat, Kai Lenny. There's a couple Kais on there. So, I mean, some you might know as the big names, but that's like what's interesting is it'll be being named after someone who might not have a lot of influence like you would see in usual celebrities.
Yeah, it'll be just specific to those parents.
Yes. You're like, oh, this girl I follow. Like, you know, you're like, they're like your comfort creators. They don't have a ton of followers, so they're just like doing their everyday life. And you're like, oh, but to you, they're like big. So
I would have to name my kid Safe Space ASMR.
Mm-hmm.
She's one of my favorites.
I think ASMR
please
might
do
be
that.
Name.
Can you rename them?
Anybody? No, I need to change your name. You are now Safe Space ASMR.
Anybody named after someone and or name their child after someone? I was named after nobody.
Yeah, who would you be named after?
My mom,
at your
I think my
age?
Mom said at the time that she had a best friend or at least a friend named Tammy, and she was set on Tammy.
And then if you were a girl, you were Tammy.
Yeah, had that unlocked. So this is Tammy. This is a best friend of mine or whatever. I still have no idea who this Tammy is or was. Or I have no idea. And then
you became Timmy instead.
Yeah, that was the thought
from
process.
Tammy to Timmy.
That was it.
That's a nice.
The meaning.
Thing.
I'm named after Stevie Ray Vaughan.
That's cute.
Thank you.
Love that.
My dad's favorite musician. His name's also Steve, so probably that too.
Double Steve.
Might be combo. I'm not sure.
Anybody else? Stevie on the socials continues on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites, talking about kind of new trends on baby names.
We have a lot of names of influencers that are spiking, like Addison, Addison Rae, and Charlie, like Charlie D'Amelio.
And Beast.
I don't know. Did she say Beast was trending?
That one didn't make the cut.
Oh, okay.
I think maybe next year it will.
Beast Richards.
That's pretty strong. You're doing something with that. I'm not sure it's good. Justine, we're talking about, were you or maybe you named your child after, I don't know, someone or, I don't know, favorite actor or actress or band. Wait, maybe not band.
Hey, little Zeppelin.
That doesn't. No, it's not going to work.
Hey, I feel Oasis.
Like that could be cool.
That actually could be cool.
Yeah.
Wait. I like that. I take that back. She was, Justine said she was named after the girl on American Bandstand. Throwback. I'm not sure about that. That's awesome, though. Go right ahead.
Well, I can tell you this much. I was named after my grandfather.
Named after your grandfather. There you go.
Yes.
See, that's always cool.
My name is Anders, and so was his.
And Stevie's named after, you're named after who?
Stevie Ray Vaughan.
See, that's cool. And there's Tim.
I know. And Jen, I don't have.
Really, we can't even get on this conversation. You weren't named after anybody.
I wasn't named
after.
What's funny is I know that my parents almost named me Molly, and they said that it was because of the Molly Maguire song. And I don't even know that song. So
you should probably look it up.
I know. Of all the
maybe
years.
Maybe it's a bop and you don't know.
That my parents have told me that. Like my dad said, like he heard it leaving the hospital or something like that. And they thought, oh, should we name her Molly? Because it's the Molly Maguire song. And I never have listened to it.
Is that the title of it? Or is that the artist? Who's Molly
I get it. Am I making that up? No, I'm pretty sure that's what my dad said. The Molly Maguire song.
If you were named after somebody, great. If you know the Molly Maguire song, even better. And you could sing a little bit or hum it. Even through the Odyssey app. I mean, whatever you want to do, that would be great. We're all friends here. Please reveal on the air. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites, talking about baby names or why you have your name or why you named your child after somebody, whether it was a grandparent, whether it was a celebrity, a singer, a band, I mean, whatever it might be. What was your name going to be if you were a boy?
It was going to be Jacob after Jacob's Field.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know why
they wouldn't have just stuck with Stevie for Stevie Ray Vaughan as well, but no, it was going to be Jacob.
Yeah. So it's Stevie because of Stevie Ray Vaughan, and if it was a boy, it was going to be Jacob after Jacob's Field.
Well, would they have changed it to Progressive after?
Yeah. I hope not. Because yeah. Progressive's not really a great name.
No.
Little Prague.
That worked out.
Like
Producer
that.
Prague.
That might be worse. That might be worse.
That is definitely worse. I like Stevie.
Thank you.
Stevie.
Too basic. Jacob?
Yeah, that's
a lot of Jacobs.
Yeah. You're more than a Jacob.
Exactly.
You're right. More than that.
No offense to any Jacobs.
Right. Well, we just lost all the Jacobs.
Yeah, sorry,
well,
Jacob.
Well, maybe they're not. They're probably not named after the field. They're probably thought it was a cool name.
Of course. Mm-hmm. And we do like the name.
It's being named after a baseball field's a little interesting choice.
Love it. Yeah. Everybody has their reasons. Great. Thanks for the DMs and thanks for the calls.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I never really think about this until it smacked me in the face over the weekend. Something that I can't do. That I secretly really wish I could do, especially this weekend, and I just never learned how to do it, and it was glaringly
obvious.
Can a lot
of others do it?
Yes, a lot of others can do it.
No, boy.
And it's really not an issue until this past week. I was like, you know what? I really wish I was able to do this. It would have been a lot of fun. But all right, details coming up next. I can't drive a stick.
What?
I hate admitting this.
That is stunning to me. I feel like you're a guy that would just know how to do that. You know how to do a lot of things like that.
It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
You never learned how to drive a stick?
Just made me think of, is there something that you were of, I don't care if you're 25, I don't care if you're 55, you think to yourself, I never learned how to what? Swim or ski or this or anything. My buddy got a really nice car. And he drove it over. He's like, you want to see my car? Absolutely. I'm excited for you. You got a really nice car. Absolutely. Absolutely. Drives that thing over there. Oh, that was beautiful. It's a beautiful car. I get inside of that car. He says, you want to drive it? I said, I can't.
Oh, my gosh. And it's someone's nice car.
I mean, the car is very, very expensive. This is not something I'm going to, try to drive a stick with.
I was going to say, aren't fancy stick cars really easy to drive? It's not like the old school, like, it really takes some effort. Like, they're really smooth.
I drove a stick. We were on, like, a buddy of mine and I drove to Virginia Beach or something.
Sure.
And I drove, and it was his dad's truck, and he was tired of driving, and really in a parking lot showed me very quickly, like, here's how you drive stick. But it was basically get on the highway and drive 40 miles and then stop. That was, you know, how many years ago. So I did that, but I've never had a car that's a stick or anything, and they've all been automatic. I've never driven one. I mean, I don't really, you know, the clutch and the, I've never had a car. And I'm sitting there. I was like, I'm in this machine that I could drive. This is, oh, it's no big deal. Try it. No. Am I going to just try to drive this thing?
You can't risk that as a non-stick driver. I had a friend in high school that drove a stick and she taught me how to drive her car, which is the only reason I know how, but I haven't done it in years. And especially if I sat down in a fancy car, I don't know that I would be like, sure, let me just, stick is not common. I mean, why, that's not a thing. I felt, I didn't even know.
Even like, do newer cars, are they even available in stick anymore? Because a lot of times, well, and maybe the super fancy ones when you have that and you want to have control of it, I understand. But, you know, it used to save you money, right? If you had a manual stick as opposed to automatic, or there were other options back in the day. I don't know because I've gone automatic. I don't know.
Does this make you want to learn how to drive a stick now?
No. I mean, a little bit. It does, but I just,
I feel stressful.
I feel like I'm going to stall out and it's entire, you know what I mean? Yeah, it's just.
A hill would make me nervous. Like, I feel like I'd roll backwards. I don't want the stress.
I just feel like there are so many people that know how to drive a stick and this is not a big deal and I should know how. But I don't have any idea.
I feel like you need to learn. Maybe you should learn on your friend's fancy car.
No, there's just no. And you're right. It's probably easy. It's probably like no big deal that you just.
They're like
shifting.
Real smooth, like the fancy ones, right? Why do I feel like I must have driven one? Because I feel like I know what that feels like.
Anything you can't do, maybe it's drive a stick. So it's just make me feel a little bit better. Is it swim? Is it ski? Is it? I don't care. Once again, are you 20 or are you 70? It doesn't matter. I just felt like I needed to talk to somebody.
You need support.
My name's Tim, and I can't drive a stick. There you go.
Good job admitting it. That's the first step to fixing the problem.
It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. So what can't you do? We're all friends here. What is it, swim? Is it ski? Is it whatever? I don't know.
What if you used to ski, but then you don't know if you still can? How does that work?
I would actually like to try skiing. I've always wanted to try. Maybe this is the year.
I feel like that is a bad idea for you.
Why is it a bad idea?
You and
my buddy DJ skis, and his daughter Emily skis, and Izzy wants to ski. I was like, I'll just go learn. I'll just get on a little bunny hill. Isn't that the easy one? And is it just a little glide? Like, how do you stop? Just a little V?
Yeah, do like the little wedge, the pizza wedge.
Is
whatever.
That what it is? I bet I could do. I would like to, down the Chesterland way.
Yes, but you often talk about backle issues and tight hammies and stuff
so
like
soft.
That and not bendy. And I feel like that is, you might be injury prone.
Snow soft.
Tell it to my son who broke his wrist snowboarding last year.
Snow's not soft. All right, good morning to you.
Morning.
I can't drive a stick.
Me either.
Oh, okay. There
Twinsies.
We go.
I was afraid that I didn't have the high and hand foot coordination.
I know. I just thought to myself, well, in an automatic, I just put the key in and go, or push the button now and go. And I didn't really understand the clutch and the this and the that and the first and second and downs. I never learned.
And I'd have an anxiety attack on a hill.
Yes. That's what I would be most afraid of, too, the hill.
Somebody right on your back bumper.
Oh.
And you got to ease the clutch out and push it in.
No.
Yeah, I'm good.
If you didn't watch the Emmy Awards last night, we got you covered on the basics, the things you need to know, the things that people are talking about. And it was really a record-breaking night for several shows and several reasons.
Absolutely. And we're, so once again, if you missed it yesterday, and I also feel like, as we're going to get into this next, and we are the show that has a What You Watching Wednesday. And we talk about these shows, and we're binging the shows, and we talk, and we go back and forth, and we talk about, you know, your parents watching Hunting Wives together.
No, we don't talk about
that. Well, I mean, you know.
They have not.
You don't know. But there are two shows last night that just dominated that I feel like were never mentioned on our show during a What You Watching Wednesday, or am I missing something?
Never, ever, ever.
Two shows that dominated the night last night that I feel like during a What You Watching Wednesday on our show were never mentioned. Those two are next. Maybe you watch them. So let's get to these two shows. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
The two shows that you and I have not watched and that everyone's talking about are The Studio and The Pitt. And they were the biggest winners at the Emmy Awards last night. So The Studio won 13. This is the show with Seth Rogen. I believe he like writes and produces it as well. Mm-hmm. And then he got his first Emmy for Best Actor in a Comedy. And then the show got Best Comedy Series. The Pitt, which is on HBO Max, won 5 awards. They got Best Drama, and then Noah Wiley won for Best Actor. I tried watching The Pitt before. It was a while ago, and I just didn't get into it. I feel like maybe I didn't give it a fair chance.
Oh, really? See, now it feels like it was you, doesn't it? Because it won so many awards, doesn't it feel like it's a you thing? Like,
yes,
why didn't I like
the
show?
Like, clearly something's wrong with me that I didn't get into it. Like, you know, I'm a Grey's Anatomy lover at heart, and that's a drama and a little more fluffy stuff in there. And this is like more realistic in an ER. So I didn't. Now I feel like I have to give it another chance.
If anybody is watching either of these shows, even if it's a DM, I feel like I need to jump on one or the other. And they're very different. Clearly, they're very different. The Pitt or The Studio, 216-343-1021, or just a DM. We're always checking those. If you're on Instagram, if you're on Facebook, if you're on X, Star 102 is also the Jen and Tim show. Just shoot us a DM. I feel like I'm missing out on these. The Pitt, you can jump right on. It's what, 8 episodes, 10 episodes on HBO Max? Studio, same thing. Is it on Apple Plus, I think?
The Studio's on Apple TV, and then The Pitt is on HBO Max. So I do feel like between the two of us, we're going to have to collectively watch these two. I feel like neither one of these are Stevie's types of shows, so I don't think she's going to watch them. Maybe The Studio.
She's waiting for the finale of the Summer I Turn Pretty.
Yes, that's
right.
She's
ready for that. Also, Nate Bargatze last night tried something a little different.
I applaud him for trying something different. But
you were mad at the mixed reviews this morning.
Yeah. I didn't watch all the way to the end last night. Obviously, we have to go to bed. We get up early. But I thought, oh, for sure, he's going to get... You know, he had a few stumbles at the beginning there. But I'm like, oh, everyone's going to love him. It's Nate Bargatze. It turns out that wasn't the case.
And there was some mixed reviews. We really don't have to break down the mixed reviews, but something that he did, he tried something new, and there was a total at the end that was revealed. And I don't know. If you watch it, you know exactly what we're talking about. If not, we have you covered. Don't worry about that. All right, so what did Nate Bargatze try last night? It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorite.
He said, in the essence of time, everyone had to keep their speech to 45 seconds because he was making a $100,000 donation to the Boys and Girls Clubs of America. He said, for every second over 45 in an acceptance speech, that subtracts $1,000 from that total that he was taking from his own money. And there were mixed reviews on this. I got to tell you, I heard this. I thought it was funny. I thought it was unique and different, as award shows are not. I mean, they're very traditional and they haven't, you know, mixed things up in years, and people get bored with them. Not everybody loves. I personally like to watch them. I enjoy them. But, you know, they get stale. They get old. And of course, those acceptance speeches. My goodness, they go on long. I thought, huh, what a great idea.
Turns out we talked about it on Friday.
We
thought it was a good idea. This is something new. Are they going to put they're not going to put a bug on the screen, but how are they going to execute this? I mean, what's going to happen? So, yeah, give it a shot.
They put up a big grand total, and then he would, like, check in. Like, after Seth Rogen got, he got the first award, right? And it was before Nate Bargatze even announced that this was a thing. He's like, oh, poor Seth. Let's see how he did. And he was, like, 6 seconds under, so that added, like, $6,000. So they kept doing this thing back and forth. And I guess by like mid to the end of the show, everyone was over it. And everyone was going over their 45 seconds because they thought, you know, they put in all this hard work. This was their big moment to shine. And they were going to take it. By the end, Nate Bargatze said, you know what? This was all a joke. We're actually, he and CBS are donating $350,000 to the Boys and Girls Club after all.
That's what it's all about. That was great.
They did get the donation. So. I'm a big fan of Nate Bargatze, so I wanted him to succeed, and I thought that was a creative idea, regardless of, you know, if it was well-received or not.
We were talking about two shows that I feel like weren't mentioned during a What You Watching Wednesday over the last several weeks, The Pit in the Studio. Nicole and Jen and Madison and Rebecca, they have all left us DMs. We will get to those next. Talking about The Pit in the Studio on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites.
Neither you or I have watched either of those shows. They both got big awards last night at the Emmys, and we're getting messages about these. Nicole says The Pit is a very realistic emergency department show. It shows a true view into healthcare shortages. So I think it's like in real time, and like she's saying, very realistic. She's like, I'm a Grey's fan, and if you go into watching The Pit thinking it's going to be like Grey's, you won't like it.
This is always when I love to talk to somebody in the medical field, and they give us the, this is real, this is not, the terminology they use is great or not. We've done that before with Grey's Anatomy or some of these other shows where they say, well, they've done their research and maybe parts of it are relatively accurate. I wonder if that's the case with The Pit. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Yeah, if there are medical accuracy with the terms.
I'm always curious about that.
Jen also sent us a message. She said, I watched The Pit and loved it. I wasn't hooked until 3 or 4 episodes in. Don't those always turn out to be the best shows? You're 3 or 4 episodes in, and then they become so good. She says, you need to stick with it. It definitely is worth watching. So, see, this makes me want to go back to it.
That really is. And I am, I'm the king after an episode or two. I'm out. You had to push me on some of these shows. It was Ted Lasso
all the time.
Because it was four or five episodes in. I think to myself, what is going on? Episode one, episode two, and all of a sudden, the relationships began, and I was like, this is something that I have to just continue to watch. It was a great show, but it took me a minute to get going.
Yeah, you have to give it a chance. So, yeah. I mean, maybe The Pit is one we got to go back to. And The Studio, I just started hearing people talk about it as we were leading up to the Emmys. So I didn't know much about it. I'm going to definitely add it to my list now. I like Seth Rogen, so I'm a fan. I'll be watching both. Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.